Welcome back to the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, the podcast that goes along with the magazine for June of 2025. I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the podcast and to the magazine. If this is your first time here, welcome. My name is Dave. I live in Niagara, Ontario, Canada, and I love podcasting. I feel like I'm introducing myself to a room of people who just love podcasting, and I would love to know about your show. You can always reach me, CanadianPodcaster.com is the website, and there you'll also find the back editions of the magazine. Why do we do the magazine? Well, we have newsletters. We all do. We look at our emails right now. They're probably sitting in a folder unread. Sometimes they're read. Sometimes they're quite amazing, but another email newsletter to sign up for, really? How about an online magazine? I hear from you, it's a real page-turner. Yeah, because you're actually clicking and turning the pages on each page within the magazine. I just think it's a unique version of an email newsletter, and the whole idea behind it is to raise the collective voice of all of us here in Canada who love content creation, podcasting, whether it's audio, whether it's video, whether it's live, whether it's whatever. We're here to celebrate you as a Canadian podcaster and to put your podcast in front of the nation so that we can come and support you. If you have a product, a service, a tool, a resource, a book, something that would help a podcaster, I would love to hear from you. Go out to CanadianPodcaster.com and send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. There's also a SpeakPipe link on the website where you can leave me a voice message. We could do a voice message back and forth. If you don't like to type and you're not a fan of email, well, we could do a voice message back and forth as well through the SpeakPipe link. I'd love to hear your voice. I'd love to hear you shout out your own podcast, your own services, whatever you got. And I'll put a little commercial into the podcast for you and feature you in the online magazine as well. We have a lot of great podcasters focused on in the June edition where you can go and check out their shows. And the other thing I love about the online magazine is that you can click on anywhere within the page, whatever page you're on, and it'll lead you to whatever's featured on that page. So you can go listen to the podcast. You can go try the tool. You can get the book. Whatever it is, it's all clickable right through the magazine. I would love your feedback on the magazine, what we could add to it, how we can make it better, deeper, richer, better value, better content. Again, I'm working on this behind the scenes, kind of building the foundation of what the magazine is and how it shows up in the world. But without you and your input, it's not going to be as good as it could be. So I need to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. And I'm looking for contributors. I'm looking for people just like you, whether you have a podcast with three listeners or you've been doing this forever and you have a huge audience and podcasting is your thing. It's your jam. I would love to have you contribute to the magazine. I'm looking for people who just do drop in an edition, one coming up in the future, and you just write an article. And that's great. One time you're here, you write an article, click out to your information, your website, your service, whatever you like. But something that supports the Canadian podcasting community, which builds us up, gives us the tools, the resources, the encouragement to do whatever it is that we're doing. I would love to include you in that and have you contribute once. If you want to do an ongoing op-ed, do you want to get in and write an article on a regular basis, a returning contributor to the magazine? I would love that as well. If there's something special, if you're a tech person and you want to talk microphones and recording software and tools and all of that stuff, great. If you are a mindset person, you want to help with some mindset thoughts around content creation. If you are someone who helps people be a guest, find a guest, and you have some great tips and suggestions on a regular monthly basis, then I would love to have a whole spot just for you in the magazine, ongoing basis. You just keep writing, and I would love to feature you. There's so many opportunities. The magazine, again, is designed to raise all voices in podcasting here in Canada. There's a lot of great newsletters out there, a lot of amazing people doing awesome things to support podcasting globally. I really wanted to do something just for us, just you and me. So reach out anytime, CanadianPodcaster.com. Let's have a conversation. Let's jump into a little bit of what we're going to see in the June edition of the Canadian Podcaster Online magazine. Let's turn the page. So I wrote a little kind of thing within the June edition of the magazine, and it's basically around the idea that I was talking to somebody who was promoting podcast events. They live in the U.S. Hello to my American listeners and the American viewers of the Canadian Podcaster Online magazine. I love that you're here. But I was talking to somebody who promotes and talks about global events for podcasting. Now, they mentioned a lot of American events, which makes sense. And they talked about Europe. They talked about Asia. They went around the world. But they skipped this one place that I know and love, where I live. They skipped Canada, like, completely. Like, it wasn't even a topic. It's like we weren't even here. And I asked them, I'm like, why? What about Pod Summit coming up in September? Like, what? James Cridlin is going to be there, like, our pod hero. And I'm like, why are you not mentioning this? And it was like, oh, almost an afterthought. Like, oh, yeah, Canada. Oh, that's right. Yeah. There's a country named Canada. I forgot about that. And in that moment, I felt like I was at Thanksgiving dinner, family event. And, you know, the adult table with all the food is. And then there's this kids table, in a sense, where, you know, even if you're like 19, you go sit with your 8, 9, 10-year-old nephews and nieces and cousins. And you're like, oh, I'm at the kids table. I felt in that moment when I brought up a Canadian event that I'm proud of and I think we should all go to, that this American promoter of events just completely bypassed us totally. I felt like I was back at the small kids table again, thinking, how do I get to the big table? How do I get up to where all the action's happening? I want to sit with the adults. I want to be up there doing the thing. And again, I don't think it was intentional at all, but easily forgettable in some cases that there's this whole Canadian community of podcasters and we're doing our best. We're out there creating content. We're building our communities. We're serving an audience. We're loving our content and our communication to our audience. And I would love the nod of the global podcasting community to the same extent that our friends in Asia are noticed, how dominant the American news cycle is. It's always been like that for Canada, just a little brother kind of kicking rocks behind the big brother, America, who seems to capture and garner most attention. We're just trying to wave our flag a little higher. And that's the idea for the magazine. That's my heart for this, is I'm not jealous and I'm not upset by where we are globally as content creators. But I think the more of us that get together and talk about what we do, celebrate what we do with others who are doing what we do, I just think it raises, again, that typical quote, tide raises all ships. I think we need more water, and I think we need more ships. I think we need a lot of everything. And it comes by having conversations through the magazine, through the podcast, through connecting with you, for us to connect with each other. And that's the reason why I put in the links to other Canadian podcasters. I want you, as a fellow Canadian, to maybe listen to one less big fancy podcast produced by another country, let's put it that way, and maybe replace some of that listening time to support a Canadian podcaster. I think that's something that all of us can do, is make a conscious effort to put Canadian content ahead of us so that we can be a support to others. I think as podcasters, we need to lead by example. So whatever you're asking of your audience, we as Canadian podcasters should be participating in the same behaviors. You're looking for reviews? How often do you give reviews? If you're looking for likes and follows, how many times do you like and follow? If you want to comment on that specific episode, how many comments are you leaving? If you want somebody to donate to your Buy Me a Coffee link, how many times have you donated to a Buy Me a Coffee link? You see, all of the things you're asking other people to do for you, we need to do for others. And that includes supporting our fellow Canadian podcasters. It's going to come from within our own community, right? It's that line in that movie, that scary movie, where the call is coming from within the house. I think the call is coming from within our country for us to support each other in a way where even if we do something completely similar to someone else, there's still room for us to be supportive and caring and a champion for others in this space. And we put it out with no expectation of return. But I think it's just kind of how the universe works. As we put out great stuff into the world, it's naturally going to find its way back to us. So my request for you, please share the magazine, please share the podcast, and please participate in the conversation within the magazine so that you and I together can add more water to the tide and more ships to be raised simply by doing the conversation together. Higher tides raise all ships. It's time for more water. It's time for more ships. There's a lot of great people within the edition of the June Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. And what I love about all this is there's some great resources there as well. One of the people mentioned quite often on podcasts, especially podcasts about podcasting, is the amazing work that happens at podcastbranding.co. And what's great about this, and they'll mention this in their ads for podcastbranding.co, is that the creator of podcastbranding.co is Canadian. So he's nice. And, well, that's nice to hear. I think that all of us, if we're looking for somebody to help us with our website, our branding, our logos, and our all of the things that go along with our podcast, our cover art, so many things, that we should be looking at a Canadian company first when we're looking at comparing to see who we're going to work with for our show. If you're a business with a podcast and a marketing budget and a team, taking some of that money earmarked for marketing and using podcastbranding.co would be a great investment in your content and reaching the right audience. And when you go and look at the amazing things that podcastingbranding.co does as far as logo creation and website design and on and on and on, there's a lot of great things. There are a lot of great resources for you. And there's some great tools and tips for you as an indie podcaster there on the website. So I'd love for you to go check it out and go check out Mark and all of the great things that he does through his company. And again, a consideration when you're going to spend money and before you jump to a great US resource or somewhere overseas, let's start in Canada first and make that our first point of reference, our first decision when we're looking at hiring somebody to help us with our podcast and help us with the look of our podcast. And as we'll hear many times, people will see you before they hear you or watch you. So what's your first impression? Working with a professional who does this for a living is going to be a great experience for you. And I would love for you to go check out podcastbranding.co, featured in the June edition, the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. So a little shout out to the cover of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine for June. That photo you see, that's not a purchased photo. That's not a professional photo. That is your beloved host here. That's me. I was in Banff with my wife, and we have two friends who live in Alberta. They took us up to Banff while we were at the Pod Summit in 2024. We snuck away, and we had dinner in Banff. I had alligator at a Cajun restaurant. Very interesting. But we went to this amazing place in Banff, and that's me with the nice purple flowers in the front, me trying to be creative. And I thought, I'd love to share my photo with you. So that was taken by me, Humble Dave here, and I just wanted to share that with you. What a beautiful place. when you go to Pod Summit 2025, try your best somehow to get to Banff and just stand there and see the beauty of that part of Alberta. It is gorgeous. And if I would suggest for you as a Canadian podcaster, if you haven't been to Pod Summit, that you make it a priority, that you put this into your calendar now. I think the tickets are available now through podsummit.com. And yeah, I just think we have some great people coming. We have, like I mentioned earlier, we have James Cridlin coming, one of the amazing champions of podcasting globally, who is the creator of Pod News and all of the great things that happened there. He's going to be one of the main speakers for the event. I would love for you to come meet James, probably the nicest guy you're ever going to meet in this world, and come check him out and be part of the community at podsummit.com. And if you can, sneak away to Banff. James Cridlin, if you're listening, go to Banff when you're here. It's gorgeous. But definitely go check out all the information in the magazine for June around Pod Summit. We'd love to have you there and meet other Canadian podcasters. There'll be live tapings of podcasts in front of you. You'll have a chance to go to classes and speak to people and meet amazing people like Tim, his team at Pod Summit, and James Cridlin. Like, hello. Make sure you check it out through the magazine and get your tickets soon so that you can be there and join the community, podsummit.com. I put this in the magazine several times now, and it's a link out to a podcast community that I'm building based on my How to Podcast show at the How to Podcast series. howtopodcast.ca is the website for that podcast. And what I'm building is a community on Meetup for podcasters. It is completely free. We're meeting twice a week, every Tuesday and Saturday. And you're welcome to come join us. If you have been podcasting alone, which is never a good idea, should never swim alone, should never podcast alone. You should be podcasting in community. Come join us. It is, again, totally free. It's based on the meetup.com website. Links are in the magazine where you can click right through and go there and just come in, join us. And we talk podcasting. Every Tuesday is an open Q&A. We have really no agenda, no topic. It's whatever everybody wants to talk about. And on Saturdays, we have themed topics 3 out of the 4 weeks. And the last week of every month is another open Q&A for that audience. So if you're busy during the week because you're at work, or you're busy on the weekend because you're with the kids doing stuff, there's two options for you there at meetup.com. I'd love for you to come join us and be a part of the community. And when you sign up, there's a little spot for comments and stuff. Throw in there in the comments somewhere, Canadian Podcaster Magazine, and I'll know that you're coming through the magazine, and I'd love for you to come join us, meet a great community, not just Canadians. We have people from France, and we have people from the U.S. and all over who come and join us. I would love to have you there. We still have seats available, and having you there would be a great thing. So reach out through the magazine. I'd love to have you come join us on our meetups. Again, don't podcast alone. In the magazine for June, there's a great article that I'd love for you to go check out. It's by Justin Jackson at justinjackson.ca. And Justin writes an article around, will YouTube kill the podcast industry? And I think it's worth reading. There's a lot of talk right now in podcasting, especially for the podcasters who talk about podcasting, around the influence and impact of YouTube and video podcasting and the definition of podcasting, how it's being kind of transformed and altered and added to and challenged in some places. And I think what Justin writes in his article is very timely. It will open your eyes to what's happening behind the scenes if you're unaware. And it sparks conversation for us as creatives as to where our focus should be, what the benefit of a video podcast or a YouTube strategy is for what would traditionally be considered an audio podcast. And a reminder to everyone, too, as a person who talks about podcasting on my How to Podcast show, that there's this misunderstanding that podcasting has always been audio and video is new. There's a resurgence of video and a more focused dialogue around video than probably ever before. But video has been available for a long time, back to the beginning of podcasts, where you had the option of an audio podcast and a video podcast. And video is available not just on Spotify, as more recently, and YouTube. It's also been available on Apple for a long, long time. It's not maybe as easy to discover currently, but it has been available for a long time. So video's not new. Audio and video have lived together in an RSS feed for a very long time, longer than probably most people who are podcasting today. So that is an option for you. If you want to do video and you want to have it distributed to Apple and to other places, you can use a podcast host. I believe there's at least three that support video podcasting. You're going to pay for it to have it distributed like you would an audio podcast to Apple and to other places, but that still is an option. So this conversation that video is new and video is going to kill audio, video has been a brother, a sibling to podcasting in audio format from the very beginning, and the two have been getting along quite well. So there's potentially not as big of an argument or like a competition between the two, audio and video, because it's always been there. So keep that in mind. But go read Justin's article, and I'd love your feedback. I'd love to include your feedback into the podcast as well to hear from you. If you want to respond to what you're reading from Justin, I know he'd love to hear from you. But as well, I'd love to hear from you as well. And you can use the SpeakPipe link on my website and leave me a message. Tell me the name of your show, your product, your service that helps podcasters, whatever you do. But respond, tell us who you are and your thoughts. YouTube video, video podcasting, video versus audio. What's your focus? What are your thoughts? And is the traditional model of podcasting that we know and love, is it in danger? Is it healthy and strong? Is it being challenged? Is it growing up? I'd love to get your feedback and get your opinion and insights so that we can have a better dialogue. I'm thinking of the new podcasters who are coming to the space in 2025 for the first time as a creator. What is the message they're receiving? What is the expectation that they have? And what do they feel is the thing that they need to do as a new creator in this space? I've heard people mentioning that they do not want to do video. And they have a true crime podcast where it's audio. It's an audio drama, basically. And the idea of turning an audio drama into a full-blown movie is a lot of work with actors and B-roll and all of this other stuff where they just love doing audio. But they won't proceed with an audio podcast because they're told they have to do video. And one of the things we talk about on the How to Podcast series is that we need to remove the two words have to. Have to in podcasting is something that keeps people from moving forward or even starting. So I'm curious your thoughts. I love video podcasts. I love audio podcasts. I think there's room for both. But I'd love to hear your thoughts. CanadianPodcaster.com. Click the SpeakPipe message. Tell me who you are. Tell me about what you do. And let me know your thoughts. Video, audio, podcasts. Let's take the temperature of the collective audience here, Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, and get your thoughts on podcasting. And to Justin, great article, justinjackson.ca. Again, will YouTube kill the podcast industry? Well worth a read. Thanks, Justin. So as we wrap up and head out for June. Again, thank you so much for being here. We'll be back mid-month, and what we'll do is we'll pull in clips of all of the amazing podcasters featured in the June edition, so you can hear a little snippet of their show, have links to their show, and you, as a fellow Canadian podcaster and lover of podcasts, can go listen and support these amazing people. And I'm asking you to follow their show, leave them a comment if they have a Buy Me a Coffee, and you are so inclined and can do so. Send them some support. Let them know that you're out there as a fellow Canadian creative and you want to raise, again, all ships, more boats, more water, simply by doing that. So go through, click through. And again, for July, I'm already working on the July edition of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. So my call to you one more time before we leave is if you have an article, a thought, an opinion piece, something that could help people who are in a creative space like podcasting, content creation. You have an opinion, you have a story, you have a something you could share with the audience for July 2025. I need your information as soon as possible to get you into the magazine. I'd like to have time to prepare and get it all ready. So reach out to me, send me whatever you have, send me a link to something from a blog, and I'll transform it, put it in there, give you full credit, send people back to you so they can fall in love with what you do by simply contributing to the July edition coming up next month. I'd love to feature you. Canadian Podcaster Online, magazine at canadianpodcaster.com. Thank you so much for checking out the magazine. Thank you for subscribing and getting our email updates every month, and for being part of the Canadian podcasting community. Go check it out. I'd love to get your feedback. And thank you again for being part of this great country and for all you do for your audience and your community. Keep podcasting, eh? Take care.